Okay, no.
Hello, everybody. Winchester Town Advisory Board, August 28th, 2018. Please silence the cell phones and anything else that will make noise and distract. We'll ask John to lead us in pledge, if you will.
Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And just want to take a moment to introduce my colleagues on the board, starting to my left.
My name is Bob Mikes.
My name is John Millos.
I'm Ken Dayton, and our wonderful staff.
Tamara Williams, liaison for District E.
Heller, comprehensive planning.
Thank you. Moving along, this is a public meeting open to the public. We have periods for the general public to comment on the agenda items as they come forward. So I will let you guys know when the time is right if you have something to say about the agenda items. And next I will move to approve the minutes from the August 14th meeting. All in favor?
With one change, the meeting adjourned at 6:22 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So we have to note that.
Yes, so it looks like the minutes say that we adjourned much later than that.
At 7:32.
Yes.
Really bad, guys.
So,
with three items, come on.
Sorry, I forgot to change it on this one.
So I will move to approve the minutes from the August 14th meeting with the change that the meeting actually adjourned at 6:22. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks. And also move to approve tonight's agenda for August 28th. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Let's get into it. First item for the Planning Commission on September 18th, VS-18-0570, Saya Gabriel Gomez Jr., Rev. Live Trust et al. Vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Desert Inn Road located between the easement for the Union Pacific Railroad Highway, Union Pacific Railroad and Highland Drive within Winchester for possible action.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant, which is Planet 13. A few months ago, you approved the dispensary dislocation. I brought this just as a reminder, but you guys are coming back. And so, as we've been going through the process and the permitting, they discovered there was some right-of-way in this area, and I think it's from NDOT. We had a hard time finding where it came from, but the county asked us to vacate this. So we're just doing what they've requested. Well, there's building. Oh, you mean there's existing buildings, actually, I brought. But an arrow.
So somebody figured it out now, huh?
Yeah, there's been buildings out there for a while. They're just paint. And so you can kind of see with the line here, mm-hmm. You can kind of see where this is our parcel line and this is that parcel line, and there's that little sliver that you kind of get.
Oh. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do you guys have any questions?
No questions.
Any questions from the public? No? Great. I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Yes, aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Item number two, also for the Planning Commission on September 18th, item WS-18-0586, Desert Parkway LLC, a application for waiver of development standards to reduce the setback to an existing staircase and railing structure in conjunction with a hospital expansion, including a new outpatient building and ancillary uses on 5.2 acres in a C2 general commercial AE60 zone in a portion of the MUD 4 overlay district generally located on the west side of Maryland Parkway and the north side of Desert Inn Road within Winchester for possible action. Hello.
Hello, AJ Plank, Intuit Architecture. I'm the architect on the expansion. This is actually really small and simple, so I'll try to keep it small and simple. Basically, the setback code says we have to have 10 feet from the building to the property line. We actually have 15, so we're fine. However, there's a fire exit sidewalk that comes out from the building along Maryland Parkway that actually projects into the setback. And typically, a sidewalk isn't counted as part of the setback, but because of the height, there's about 4 feet of grade change between the sidewalk and the building pad. So where the exit comes out, it's higher than the sidewalk. It went all the way through construction, it went all the way through plan check, nobody caught it. And it wasn't until they came out to the final, the building planning came out and said, hey, since that sidewalk is more than 3 feet up, it's considered part of the building, not just the sidewalk. So that means it's actually about this far into the setback. So what planning staff has asked us to do is ask for a waiver of those setback standards just to get that, you know, 9 inches of sidewalk to be, even though it's over the setback, it would be allowed. So.
How much setback is left after that?
Well, it's only, this is kind of the face of the building.
Yes, sir.
So the whole building is 5 feet away from the setback. So you can see right here, there's a sliver of the sidewalk, and there's, I want to say it's 8.5 feet of setback still left. And what we're proposing to do is, you can see the picture of it right here. If you want me to bring it over? I know it's a little small.
Yeah, it's a little small.
Okay.
That would be nice. Thank
sure.
You.
So
essentially,
thank you, sir. So this is a photo of the current conditions, and this is that sidewalk. Because of the grade difference between here and here, this retaining wall, they're saying, well, that's considered part of the building. Mm-hmm. So what we're proposing to do is actually burn this up a little bit, plant a little more landscaping to soften that edge and buffer it, even though it's, you know, only 8 inches into the setback. But the building plane itself is 5 feet beyond it, so it's just this little part where the railing is and then where the end of the stairs sticks out.
Now, are you looking to add the landscape berm that appears to be just ground cover?
Yes.
Or will there actually be something that kind of greens this up a little?
Yeah,
so
these are
a little softer.
These are all young, so they're small.
Mm-hmm.
This is conceptual, so it would show a more mature landscape. So what we'll have them do, some of the things that they're doing, you can see this is a picture of what that stair that comes out and dumps onto Maryland Parkway's sidewalk looks like. Now, we're actually going to chop that off so it goes with the grade, you know,
that's
instead
great.
Of sticking up in the air, take these rails off, softens up that transition from the stair to the sidewalk.
That'll be what it looks like.
Yes,
here.
Exactly.
Well,
and
that's
then
way
this here, it'll go from looking like this to looking like this.
Oh, yeah, because that looks like an entrance to a storm cellar.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, and here would be built up a little bit more, like it is here. They'll add in a little bit more grade and a little bit more lush landscaping.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
What's your last name?
No questions.
Any questions from the public on this one? Pretty straightforward. Great. I move to approve the staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Cool. Item number 3 for the Board of County Commissioners on September 19th, UC-18-0592, Westwind LLC, a use permit application for a temporary parking lot and also waivers of development standards for the following alternative landscaping and alternative parking lot design and layout, and design review for a temporary parking lot on 3.6 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mudwin Overlay District, generally located on the north side of Fashion Show Drive, 700 feet east of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive within Paradise and Winchester for possible action. Hello, sir.
I'm not sure it's going to take me that long to explain. Paul Larson, 3883 Towers Parkway, representing the applicant. The exhibits you have in front of you, one is an overhead photograph, and then there's a closer on the other side. It shows what's a remnant of the previous Frontier Hotel parking lot. The intent is to use that for surplus parking for the Trump Hotel on a temporary basis. because the land is actually owned by Wynn Resorts and we're not sure exactly what they're eventually going to do with it, we have asked that we not be required to do any upgrades to the parking lot. In fact, we don't even have a lease for it. We have a license to use it, which can be revoked with 30 days notice. So anything we built there could be torn down in 30 days. So we wanted to be compliant, so we wanted to ask for a use permit to be able to use the parking lot. But in the meantime, we're asking to waive external landscaping, interior landscaping, and waive some of the requirements for screening off of fashion show drives. So we volunteered that for a one-year design review, if we're still there in 1 year, kind of depends on what Wynn Resorts wants to do with the property. They own all the property from the Trump Hotel out to Las Vegas Boulevard. So at that, we have to answer the questions you might have.
What will you do if the lot is taken back by the Wynn company?
Well, right now the hotel has sufficient parking. That's just being used for surplus parking as a convenience.
Okay.
If it's taken back, then we'll use the existing parking structure.
Is it paved?
Pardon me?
Is it paved?
It is paved. Most of the lot is paved, both because it was a previous parking lot and for dust control purposes.
Yeah.
So,
you say it's for convenience purposes, but there's a garage in the building, at the bottom of the building?
There is.
In the plenum at the very bottom, right?
That's correct.
How would, say, walking from here all the way to Hondicka would be more convenient than just going down an elevator and being in the building?
Mostly to avoid the congestion of the interior drive aisles. So, my understanding is employees use this exterior parking lot for the most part for their convenience, but residents and patrons will use the interior parking lot.
Because I found this whole thing just a little confusing. And the only reason is because of exactly what you're saying. I spoke with Benicio Fugio at the county, mm-hmm. and he told me that this was an application from 2004, and that there was originally the county requested originally that you provide 899 spaces, which already takes into account a 30% reduction that they automatically do. I'm just repeating to you what he told me the application shows. So I'm reading off what he read to me.
That's not my application.
Okay. Well, no, but it's the Trump Towers application. I agree, it's not you, sir. And they allowed them 170 space variance, which basically cut it to 729, which is exactly 101% more than they cut 100% more than you need off of the parking, and you want 343, and they took 170 away as part of the variance, even though they're 30% less to start with. So I'm just kind of, what concerns me is, and it's not you, this brought it to my attention, everybody wants to reduce parking, it seems like, for a variety of reasons. I mean, everybody has their own little story. But in the end, some of these people are now faced with not having enough parking. And that's the part that I find just a little bit confusing. And so that's why I'm asking these questions, only because they were told they should have 899. They were granted a variance of 729, even though 899 was 252 spaces less than they were supposed to have at a 30% reduction, which the county automatically gives carte blanche. And now you want 343 back. And I understand the reason is convenience, but the fact remains, it seems to me like we're sort of defeating our own purpose in having any kind of ordinances or rules if we then end up having to turn around and grant variances so that they can go back to what they should have built in the first place.
Well,
you understand my point?
I do. The problem is the building is built, and the building is being built with a 30% parking reduction. That's kind of standard up and down the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And based on utilization studies, when T-Mobile Arena was built, mm-hmm. based on the lack of utilization of the parking garages and the resorts now, found out that it's still existing unused capacity that was given.
Now we're building a garage across the street for the T-Mobile Arena.
Correct.
But what does that have to do with the landscaping?
No, nothing. It has to do with the actual bus permit.
But my point is, 30% parking reduction is standard and has been standard for quite some time. But at this point, we're only asking for temporary use, simply for convenience. I'm not sure it relates directly to the 30% parking reduction that was previously granted to pass support. Obviously, I wasn't involved in that. And right now, we are voluntarily suggesting a one-year design review, or actually review the use to see if it's appropriate to continue to use it, or whether we need to revisit some of these waivers we're requesting.
Anything else, John?
Well, my only thought on this after hearing that would be, I would recommend that it be a 6-month review. But since they're not having to do any improvements, it's not like we're bringing them back and saying, okay, you're gonna spend $400,000 improving this parking lot, but we're gonna make you come back in 6 months and tear it away from you. We wouldn't be the ones anyway, it would be when they would decide it. I guess my concern is that we don't end up setting a precedent where these resorts are allowed to build things and then not provide parking for the guests. I mean, you told me how many times you, in your position, drive through these hotel garages forever looking for a parking space and end up on the 8th, 9th, 10th floor all the time. It's not like once in a great while.
Right.
And Wynn was your classic example.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not familiar with this, and I happens to be the same thing. I mean, I'm driving around, I go up on the roof, I'm out on the 9th floor and the sky is right there and I had to go up there to park. I'm just, really?
Do you want to move to approve with that condition?
That would be my preference, but obviously
no,
I'm
can,
not the only person here.
No, that's. I mean, I don't have any other questions. If you want to make that motion, I think that's reasonable.
I would like to move that we grant the variance with a 6-month review because to see whether or not we're setting bad precedents. I wouldn't just read the county commission in general on these issues. And maybe they need to rethink their position. Everybody doesn't come here by plane. I mean, drive to California on Sunday afternoon and tell me everybody flies to Las Vegas.
Turning the bills by the hour, I don't mind coming back.
And I don't mind seeing you, very pleasant person.
That's reasonable to me. I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any general business?
Our business, we have two members that aren't here anyway. I just wanted to introduce this item and then maybe you guys can think about it in the next couple of weeks and then I'll put it on the agenda in 2 weeks to finalize any budget requests. But last year it was the blinds, which we got obviously.
Yeah, it's great.
And the other thing was nice chairs, which we didn't get. So I can put that on for the next fiscal year and anything else that you guys suggest. Can be street lights or, you know, there's a particular pothole that gets on your nerves that you want to build in or anything like that.
All of Eastern between Desert Inn and Flamingo?
Yeah, that's going to get...
I know they're already working on that.
Yeah, they're already working on that one.
Okay, so then maybe next meeting we can brainstorm over the next 2 weeks and we'll send an email to the other members and next meeting we'll suggest.
Yeah, I'll send an email to all of you and just explaining this again and then
we can think about it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Good idea.
Okay. Great. Next meeting is September 11th, 2018, and tonight's meeting is adjourned.